The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Elba Horta, who manages business development and content marketing for Puro.Earth, which is the world's first voluntary carbon removal marketplace for businesses. And Elba, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And let's jump right in. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of Puro.Earth, the company's mission, how the idea came about, and all that good stuff.
Okay. So Puro, actually, it's a Finnish name, so it should be pronounced Puro.Earth. But of course, people can pronounce it whichever way.
Yeah, good to know. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that correction there. Puro.Earth. Thank you.
And so we are, like you said, the first marketplace for carbon removal for businesses. We started in August of 2019. And our mission is to help companies who want to neutralize their carbon emissions with CO2 removal from the atmosphere. So in other words, we are connecting those corporations. You know, you hear a lot in the press that a lot of corporations are trying to become carbon neutral or carbon net zero. There's a lot of climate pledges. And, you know, those companies want to do two things. One is to reduce their carbon emissions. And so they usually will have a program of reductions in their operations. And also they would like to remove whatever they cannot reduce. And that's where we come in. That's where we help them.
Well, that's great. That's great. Let's dive in a little bit deeper about the Puro platform and how it works and how is it different from other carbon offsetting projects that you see out there?
Mm-hmm. So the Puro platform is a marketplace, which means that we are putting together buyers and sellers. Essentially, we are taking suppliers of carbon removal, so companies, projects, operations, however you want to call them, who are somehow removing carbon from the atmosphere, but in non-nature ways. So this is what is our difference. We are looking at carbon removal methods that are not really coming from forests, for example, or they could be coming from forests, but then the storage of the CO2 must be conserved in a different way. So that's our difference, and we call it industrial carbon removal. And on the other side of the marketplace are the sellers, like I said, those corporations that want to neutralize their emissions. And how it works is that we look for what are those methods where carbon is removed from the atmosphere and then stored somewhere for many decades at least. So the storage has to have the permanence. And when we started with three methodologies. One is wooden building elements. So like I said, we don't stay in the forest, let's say, like traditional carbon offsets. But we looked at what is the point in the supply chain or in the value chain of those forests where the carbon storage is, let's say, that's where the place where it stops. You know, the carbon is stored and that's where it's sequestered. It no longer goes back to the atmosphere. And in, you know, in the case of trees, if you just have a forest, well, it will decompose and it will go back to the atmosphere, or if it's used for energy, it will go back to the atmosphere. So we looked at wooden building elements as a way to conserve that CO2 storage. And so that was the first methodology. And we now have suppliers who are essentially companies who take biomass, so like trees or something that it's coming from nature, and making a building element or a building product. It could be timber, We have another supplier that it's making insulation for houses. So, and both of these products are storing the CO2 for many decades. That's one of the methods. Then the other one, it's called biochar. Biochar is, it also comes from biomass. Well, it can come from biomass, it can come from many different things, but including, for example, waste sludge. And that biomass will go through a process which is called pyrolysis. And this is nothing but a really high temperature environment without oxygen. And so it is charred. That if it was, for example, trees or wood chips, it would be charred and it becomes like a charcoal. You know, it looks like this black pellets. The difference between biochar and charcoal is that the permanence. So actually biochar, because of the process that it has gone through, it's going to stabilize at the molecular level the carbon dioxide, and it doesn't go back to the atmosphere. And what is good about biochar is that it's a commercial product, just like wooden building elements. It has a market on itself. Biochar is used in regenerative agriculture as a fertilizer. So when you put it in the soil, it keeps the humidity in the soil. It helps to grow microbes in the soil. So it's very good for the soil. It also can be used in filtering applications. That was the second method. And the third method is carbonated building elements. So this is a, for example, again, a building element, something that is going to be used in a structure, like a block or a tile. But when it's manufactured, it's curated in a chamber with CO2. And so that block is going to absorb at the molecular level that CO2. And instead of, for example, using cement, which produces a lot of carbon emissions, it actually is removing CO2 from the atmosphere. And that's the third methodology.
Outstanding. Really, really good stuff. And one of the things I noticed just from going to your website, puro.earth, is that you all have a lot of great resources there. You're definitely on the cutting edge. And when you described everything, it just sounds like everything is so science driven. I see you've been featured in Forbes, Business Insider. One thing I really wanted to point out to our listeners is please check out puro.earth, because they are, for lack of better terms, like a very, very legitimate player in this space. And it certainly comes across. And to hear you kind of break down the different methodologies really kind of reinforces that in my mind. And, you know, along those lines, when it comes to your website is puro.earth, and you all are users of the .earth domain. And if you don't mind, tell us, why did you choose .earth?
Yeah, well, we chose .earth exactly because of how powerful that domain seemed. We are doing something for the planet, and so it seemed very appropriate that we would use .earth domain. And puro, the word puro in Finnish, is a stream, you know, like a little river. And what we wanted to symbolize with that is that these suppliers, so these companies that are making these products or these processes to remove carbon from the atmosphere, they need a revenue stream. They need new income to be able to grow. And we need to accelerate those industries. So that was the idea, to join together these two words, puro, the stream, the revenue, the new income for them to be able to accelerate them, and .earth. And awesome. Yeah, and that's part of our mission. We would like to mobilize the carbon removal industries, because we also think that they are transition industries from the fossil fuels towards a greener economy. So if you look at, you know, communities that are, you know, being challenged by the transition from oil and gas or from coal and going into renewable energies, or going, you know, how are you going to transition those jobs? This is one option, right? to accelerate these other industries so that you can substitute some of those jobs and actually make, you know, even more economically positive industries, because they are not only positive in terms of money, but also in terms of well-being and what they do for mitigating climate change.
That's great. You know, Elba, we really appreciate your time today and lots of great insights. And as I mentioned, Poro.Earth and the company really is doing some amazing stuff. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Please go to our website, you know, Poro.Earth. We are also on LinkedIn. We are on Facebook. And our email is contact@Poro.Earth. So if you are a company, or if you, well, many of us are employees of companies, you know, talk to your sustainability manager, raise this, you know, with your CEO, and let them know that you want them to be part of this transition and you want them to be part of making sustainability part of the core of the company. So, and awesome. Thank you so much, Matt. It's really great to be here. And it's really great to hear about all the other .Earth domain companies out there.
Oh, yeah. Great. Well, it's our pleasure. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Elba Horta, who manages business development and content marketing for Poro.Earth, which, as you heard, is the world's first voluntary carbon removal marketplace for businesses. And Elba, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.